Hello, I am Dr. Stephen Toole, Associate Professor of Old Testament here at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. It is a joy to share with you on this fourth Monday of Advent. Our scripture lesson for today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and locked and sealed it over him, so that he would deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be let out for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and those seated on them were given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony to Jesus and for the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, in order to gather them for battle. They are as numerous as the sands of the sea. They marched up over the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. One of my favorite plays is The Fantastics, a two-act musical fairy tale. In the first act, two best friends, pretending to be bitter enemies, forbid their children, a son and a daughter, to see one another. Sure enough, just as the friends had planned, the boy and the girl fall in love. Next, the fathers stage a phony kidnapping, with the boy rescuing the girl, and so winning her father's grudging approval. As the first act curtain closes, the cast is frozen in a smiling, hugging tableau. Happy ending! In fact, when I first saw this play, I turned to my wife Wendy and asked, "What could possibly happen now?" Act 2 begins, with the characters still frozen in their happy ending poses. But they can't hold the pose for long. Soon the group hug breaks apart. The best friends discover, now that they are in-laws, 12 little things they can't stand about one another. The boy and the girl lose their infatuation and break up. In short, The Fantastics turns out to be about what happens after the happy ending. Just like today's text from Revelation. John's vision describes what certainly looks like a happy ending for our world. Jesus has returned. Satan has been bound. 1,000 years of peace on earth ensue. But then, as the vision unwinds, the enemy is released. Why? Perhaps because even after a millennium of kingdom rule, the enemy can still find a multitude ready and willing to turn on God in rebellion. A vast host, as numerous as the sands of the sea, assemble behind Gog and Magog. On a personal level, this vision addresses a universal experience. Everyone knows what it's like to be blindsided by failure or tragedy at the very moment when everything seems to be under control. Life doesn't have closing act curtains. The action continues, for better or for worse, and we must deal with whatever comes. The rise of Gog and Magog, even after 1,000 years of Christ's reign, underlines the power, pervasiveness, and perversity of sin. Perhaps one lesson of John's vision, then, is simply, don't get cocky. Overconfidence is a dangerous error, for even the best of us fail. Then again, in John's vision, the enemy is not destroyed by human effort, but by fire from heaven. Ultimately, our salvation depends not on our success or failure, but on the Lord's faithfulness. Now that's a real happy ending. Can we pray together? Lord, sometimes we think we have it made. Remind us that the play is not over. Keep us attentive and responsive and obedient to you. Then again, sometimes we think that we are finished. Remind us that the end of the play is in your hands, not ours, and teach us to trust you to bring about our happy ending. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, we offer our prayer. Amen.